ladies and gentlemen, to In Your Shoes, the newest podcast on the district. My name is Adrian McMorris.
I'm Barney Morin, and this is a weekly guided improv where only one of us knows the story and the other guy's telling it.
That's right. This week's episode is brought to you by C4, which stands for what, Barney?
Central Canada Comic Con!
Ooh, baby! We got a heck of a lineup. This is a huge lineup this year. Jay Baruchel, who was part of Goon and How to Train Your Dragon, is there. John Rhys-Davies, of course, Lord of the Rings, Indiana Jones. They got a very solid lineup, but
You're missing the main guy.
Who am I missing?
Wrestling extraordinaire from MGRX Productions.
No way.
Ken Shamrock.
Not the luck of the Irish himself.
He will be there. And also Renee O'Connor for her experience on Xena Warrior Princess.
Oh, yeah. And Paul Amos, the actor, voice actor from Lost Girl and Assassin's Creed.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty good times.
Pretty good. Where is it?
That's all this weekend. It's at
RBC?
The convention center.
The convention center. 27th to 29th, Friday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from 11 to 5.
So tickets range a little bit day to day. It's a little more expensive on the Saturday, but they range between $20 and about $30. And if you go on their site here, you can actually print.
Which is c4winnipeg.com, by the way.
You can print one free child admission.
Hey.
For the whole thing.
That's 12 and under, though, right? Not like a 14-year-old kid.
What's their 12, one free child admission? Let's see what they're
free with coupon if you're 12 and
12
under.
There it is. I bet you show up, and if they turn you away for not wasting paper, just claim a green.
Energy. Saturday is like 10-50 more expensive than the other days, so it's going to be good.
Saturday is the hit. That's your day to go. So Comic-Con, we are really lucky to have that. And, of course, it's around Halloween weekend, so you're really lucky to go and fill all that out.
I mean, if you got some free time on the weekend and you're really interested, you don't have to be interested in one of the guys or, like, all of it. I mean, there's a lot going on. So just go and check it out. It's something. Hey, it could be a fun date. Who knows what you'll see?
I feel like that'd be a...
That'd be a cool first date.
What about a first date? Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. What about a weird... Like, you tell the other person, hey... Show up in a costume, like, you don't talk about it.
You'd have to tell them, a pirate. But that's the thing, like,
in Comic-Con, all of the Comic-Con stuff, you'd show up like a pirate.
And then people are just like, oh, are you Jack Sparrow? And I'd be like, no, I'm a different pirate.
I'm Blackbeard Pirate.
Yeah, I'm a different pirate.
All right, so Comic-Con going on this weekend. It's going on October 29th to the...
No, 27th, 29th.
Sorry, oh, yeah, sorry,
you got your dates backwards.
October 27th to the
29th. You're about to go back in time.
Okay, now what?
Only available now.
We need to get this thing started, bud.
All right, yeah, that's right.
Okay, get out of here.
All right, fine, I'll leave. Jesus.
Get the heck out of here.
I'll be right back, my sweet chinchillas. Stay cool, my babies.
They're all like, the one that Dan's like, yeah, waiting for you. So the way this works now, he's going to leave the room. I'm going to tell you guys the story, and he's going to come back, and I'm going to give him just a few of the fun facts of the story that's important. Okay, so this story is actually, it's a hockey memory. It's when I ruptured my spleen playing hockey. And so what I'm going to try to bring him through is my coach yelling at me, thinking that I was hungover for the hockey game because I was out drinking with his son the night before. Very valid. So that's before the game starts. And then in the game, I get hit. Very light hit at the beginning of the game. I feel nauseous, go to the dressing room. I pass out by myself in the dressing room. So this is going to be tough to make Adrian try to get there, but we'll try. From there, the passing out paramedics show up. I go to the hospital. The lady in Steinbach's like, hey, you're not as peppy as you were 20 minutes ago. Then, because of that, she realizes that I was actually losing blood and I had internal blood loss and I was 6 minutes away from dying. So they fill me up with blood. They send me to Health Sciences Center, or the Children's Center, which is all the same thing, and I'm there for a month afterwards, just on my back, doing nothing. So I'm hoping that we're going to have a lot more fun in the hockey part at the beginning, and then we're going to explore a little bit of the hospital stuff or whatever. So the characters I'm going to make, Adrian, he's going to be me. I'm going to try to be my coach, try to be a nurse or a paramedic, and then maybe be like a patient beside me if we get that far. All right, so that about sums it up. I'm going to wave Adrian back in now. Adrian?
Y'all done?
You got it. I got it. It's locked in there.
They are
aware of the story that I want to bring you on. I even told them a couple little spots I want to bring you into the story.
Really?
Maybe, potentially, if we can get there.
We can get there. Okay. I'm into that.
If we can get to the whole thing.
All right. So I'm playing you.
Yep.
All right. What else?
God, you're good looking.
Oh, my God. Stop it. You know, it's too bad because we are both really handsome, but nobody listening can see us. It's really too bad, but, like, this is, I mean, get our voices. You have it now. Okay. Imprint that on your brain and think of the most beautiful people you've ever seen. That's us.
Add a little bit of hair because Adrian, oh, yeah. Adrian has a solid little two-week beard going on right now.
You think this is 2 weeks? More like a month, pal. It's about half an inch long.
All right, let's get on the story.
We digress. Yes. What do we got for old Adrian? Or Barney, I mean.
You're me.
Uh-huh.
The location starts.
Oh, boy.
At the St. Pierre Hockey Arena.
Okay.
St. Pierre Rec Center.
Uh-huh.
And
where is that? Is that in Winnipeg?
It's in St. Pierre.
Oh, my God.
So you're in a French arena.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I got to give you, well, you're in, the shoes that you're going to be in are actually skates this week.
I'm in skates. Okay.
Yeah. And the thing you need to know about, I guess the one thing is spleen. I'm going to tell you.
Sorry, say that again.
Spleen.
So I'm in St. Pierre, Manitoba?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
No, St. Pierre, Quebec.
Quebec.
Yeah, St. Pierre, Quebec.
All right, St. Pierre, Quebec. I'm in skates.
Oh, you actually...
I need to know where I am.
St. Pierre, Manitoba.
Oh, it's very small. You said Quebec.
Yeah, but I said it as a joke because I thought you like knew that of the place St. Pierre's Jolie.
Well, I don't know. You're a world traveler. You're a globetrotter. All right, a beautiful and thriving rural community. Now I'm in my element. Now I get... Still small, like under 1,200 people last year. Okay, so I'm in their community center, skating, and spleen, and I am Barney.
Yeah, but that's like the main thread of the last word I gave you is the main thread of the whole thing, but it's not
right.
Where we start. Okay,
oh my, oh
so
God.
To start, so we talked about that last week. Maybe,
oh man.
Like, I think I want to just let you start with where you think we are. You know what I mean? So you don't want to start as obviously as possible. Maybe, or do you want me to go?
No. I can do this.
Because you looked like you just.
No. I'm wrapping my head around Saint Pierre Joli du Manitoba.
And so think of a location that we could be in the arena that we're starting.
Right.
And then I'll go from there from where we're going. All right.
All right.
So here it is, spleen story.
Hey, that was a nice solid door I just opened. Hey. I think we have to find a dressing room.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Marin, you guys are in room 2.
Oh, room 2. Okay, sweet. Oh, room 2. Room
oh, you guys are looking. You're looking a little haggard there, Marin.
No. I'm fine.
You're looking,
nothing I haven't done before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I know what you were doing. I know exactly what you were doing last night, and
you were,
I hope you're ready to play today.
Because we were together. Maybe not.
If my son drinks, I know. Who he's drinking with.
Okay. Well, I mean, it wasn't only my idea. I didn't start it. I'm not a ringleader here.
Okay, yeah,
I'm an innocent bystander.
Yeah, go, shut up and go get dressed.
All right, fine. Room 1. Here we are, room 2. Open the door.
Hey, bye.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? You guys ready to get wasted on the hockey rink?
No, we like it's a big game against Mitchell. This is
Right. Oh, this is the Mitchell game. Oh,
yeah,
man, this is our rival.
I
hate Mitchell. I want to grind them up and eat them for dinner.
So are you going to get some big goals like you always do there, buddy?
You know, back check, forecheck, paycheck, buddy.
There you go.
Yeah, all I do is rip fat wristers bar down.
No.
Because that's me, Barney Morin. I rip fat
sure?
wristers.
Barney's weird. It sounds like you're from Letterkenny. But
Letterkenny, eh? No, I won't go that far. Oh my God! Are we ready to go?
Time to go, bud. Time to get on the ice. All
right,
get a little
boys.
Warm up in, you guys. Get a little warm up.
All right, boys. You know our pregame cheer.
We always have to go out to this song.
Yeah, pregame cheer. Oh,
let's get this song going. 3, 2, 1, go!
It wasn't easy, but nothing is. No. When I'm feeling.
let's go, let's go, let's go now. All right, let's hit the ice skating fast. Let's hit that red line hard. You know, keep your stick on the ice, hard to the corners, elbows out, and put a stick in their teeth. Let them know you're there kind of stuff. I'm Barney. That's what Barney says. All right, first period. Oh, I hate starting on the bench, though.
But you guys will go out second, though, okay?
All right. Fine.
All right, they're in their zone. Get it.
Let's go. Come on, boys.
Barney, stay back. Play D.
I'm open.
Play D.
In the zone.
All right. Oh, what's going on?
Man to man. Got the puck.
You got the puck?
I got it.
Well, Marai, I'm doing something with it.
You can't touch me. I've got the puck. I'm a god. And I shoot. Oh, nice save, goalie. I thought I had him, though. That was my one good shot of the day. Damn it. All right, I'll come off. All right, boys, get off. That was like a 45-second shift.
Pretty good. All right, need you out there again.
All right.
Oh.
Got the puck. All right, here we go now. Going through. Get rid of it.
Are you feeling okay out there? You look like garbage.
No. My leg, it's cramping. I just need water. That's all it is. I just need water. All
right.
I just need water. You know what, coach? My cramp isn't going away. I'm just going to lay down. Is that okay? I'm just going to lay down.
No, we need you out there. We need you out. That cramp, you can't. Got to keep working.
All right, I'll massage my calf. Calf.
Gauthier's lying out there right now.
Gauthier? That guy's a bum.
Yeah, you're out next, though.
Yeah, I better be, because Gauthier's going to bring this to you. Now, I'm surprised they haven't scored 5 goals on that bum. Gauthier thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. I'll tell him a bag
his
of chips.
His dad does work for Lay's, but that's a side story. All right, get out there, Marai. It's your time again.
All right.
He's moving slow. He's moving. He's moving slow out there.
Everything hurts.
Is he? Oh, he's gonna take. Oh yeah, Barney's gonna take a shot from the point. Oh, nailed. Oh, he got clobbered. Bring him back in. Hey, how you doing, bud? How you doing?
Oh God. Did anybody catch the number of that truck that just ran over me? Jeez.
Are you okay? You're looking rough.
Sacre bleu, c'est difficile de skater.
It's hockey. Let's keep our language clean here, young man.
Oh, je ne sais pas le quoi de ma souffleur.
All right, you look like you're out of disorder, sir.
Oh, man. Why? No.
Are you going to throw up? Are you going to throw up on my boots? All right, I'm going to give you the dressing room key, and you're going to go to the dressing room alone.
But no, I got to play, coach. You can put me in, coach. I can do it.
Here's the key. Get out of here.
I can do it. Oh, fine. Oh, coach, give me the goddamn key. Thinks I can't play. I'm the best player on the team.
Kid's going to puke or something on my boots. Get out of here.
All right, where is this? Oh, boy. I don't feel good at all. But I can still play. I'll show him. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to sit down for like 5 minutes, pretend that I was really working hard to like pump myself back up, drink some water. And then tell him I had a bathroom thing, and then I'm going to come back. He's going to put me on the ice. I'm going to score the 5 goals. We're going to win the championship against Mitchell. All right, cool. Barney, solid plan. Hey, this is kind of cool. Sitting in this dressing room by myself. That is weird. It's more than a cramp. It's in my stomach. Something hurts my stomach. Although it could have been the cramp could have been my stomach. I'll just get some water. Just fill up my water here. Yeah, there we go. Got some water now. I'm just going to take a drink of this. Nope, that didn't work.
As Bonnie sits in the dressing room, his vision becomes faint. He starts seeing blurs of lines. Everything becomes a little wonky, and he starts to potentially lose consciousness.
Oh, man. I should lay down. Those are some fun colors on the roof there. I don't remember the colors being so squiggly. What happened to me out there? I got hit. I got hit in the chest, not the stomach.
And as he tries to remember what happens, Barney loses consciousness.
Coach is going to be sorry for this one.
For Barney to wake up, 2 paramedics are over top of him now. For this new scene, Barney remembers waking up and only hearing the faint sound of this song.
There's 2 people above me. Reminds me of that song I heard.
Oh, he's awake. Hi. Hi there. Barney, how you doing? Can you tell me where you are?
Yeah, if you got the light out of my face. Jeez.
Hi, new flashlight, new batteries.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. It works, that's for sure. Why'd you have a mag light? That's obscene. It's like a spotlight.
You were really knocked out. We had to bring in the best and brightest.
yeah, I guess that would be you then, huh?
Where are you right now? Can you tell me where you are?
Planet Earth. How's that for you, smart guy?
Okay, so he still has his sense of humor.
Yeah, I'll never lose that. You can thank my mom for that one.
I bet we can. She's crying right now.
Well,
watching this whole thing.
She's crying because she knows her only good product, me, is going down the tubes because of this cramp.
I need you to tell me where you are, Barney.
I told you, Planet Earth. You want me to be specific? Saint-Pierre-Joli, Manitoba.
It sounded like there was four more R's than necessary in there, but yeah, I got it.
There was a bit of a CH there as well. I'm also part Hebrew. That's not a religion. Sorry, I'm still out of it.
Yeah, it seems like it. So what happens is you're losing consciousness a lot.
Yeah,
we're going to have to put you on a stretcher, and we're going to bring you to Steinbach.
No. I'll go back on the ice. I'm still good. I'll go back out. My team needs me.
You definitely lost consciousness.
Okay, like once. Who hasn't?
Are you feeling warmth anywhere, Adrian?
Warmth? I mean, my brain's warm, I think. Do you want me to try and feel my brain? It's probably warm.
No, do you feel any warmth anywhere on your body? You passed out and lost. Yeah, sorry, Barney. You lost all control of your bodily fluids there. The cup is full.
My cup is more than half full, you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, you're in a bad physical state right now. But
I'm like 15. This is really embarrassing. Okay. You know, I was really hoping you wouldn't notice that. But you did a good job of being a doctor. So you passed my first test of me allowing you to take me to Steinbach.
So you're still being very delirious right now.
I'm gonna get to. I don't want to go to Steinbach. That's like a 32.1-kilometer drive.
It takes only 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Yeah, in your dreams, more like 24 if traffic's okay.
So we're
on Highway 59 and 52 East.
Luckily, we're in an ambulance, so we'll get you there, no problem.
Ambulance. All right,
we'll just put you in the stretcher here. Okay, there you go, bud. We'll just strap you in. Yeah. All right. Still reek heavily.
Of what? What do I smell? I can barely. I'm going in and out. I can't smell anything. You're a professional.
So let's get you in here to Steinbach. Wee loo
wee loo wee loo.
He's a hockey player.
Good hockey player. Good hockey player. You forgot that part. The best. You forgot that too.
Oh,
hot as well.
He's that hockey player from St. Pierre.
That's the one. Yeah.
Steinbach, the members have been talking about recruiting him this whole time.
I bet they have been, but I don't walk through the door for less than $9 million.
You're on a stretcher, and you're very, very arrogant for being on a stretcher right
now. Well, I mean, I know I'm vulnerable right now, but I can still, you know, throw some words around.
You're darn right you can.
Darn
so
right.
he's experiencing lots of trauma. He's kind of losing consciousness every now and then.
You're gonna lose consciousness.
Hi, I'm Doris. I'm gonna be helping you out today. What's your name?
Doris.
Your name is Doris too.
Mine is Barney.
Oh,
Barney.
Okay.
Like the dinosaur.
Do you know where you are right now?
Do I know where I am right now? I'm in Steinbach.
Okay.
Hospital.
You're in the hospital. There you go. So,
in the hip hospital.
In the hip hospital. There you go. We got a Fresh Prince
the
fan.
Hippity hop.
Got a Fresh Prince fan there. Okay. I'm just going to do some reflex tests with me. You want to just follow my hand here?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're definitely not
concussed?
You're definitely not concussed.
I got hit in the chest. I'm fine. My head's fine.
Following my head pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
You're just losing lots of consciousness here.
Also, it's not hard to follow a finger, Doris.
I just need you to stay awake with me, though. Okay? Stay awake.
Okay. Well, that's the harder part.
Staying awake.
See, that should have been your first. You should have led with that.
Do you want to tell me what was happening at your hockey game today?
Well, yeah, you know, I was ripping some bar down wristers from the point, and then some clown came over and clean clocked my jibs. And
is that still hockey? Is that?
Yeah, we're still talking hockey.
Okay.
I came off the ice because my shift was over, and the guy wanted to send Gauthier out, but Gauthier's a bum, so I was like, well, I know I'm going to go back out soon anyways, because we were going to both be on the PP anyways. And then I got a cramp in my body. It started in my leg, and then it moved to my stomach. It's a bit of a nomad, you know? And then I laid down. Pretty sure. I laid down on the bench. And then my
You're starting to slur your words a lot. You think you're saying your story, but
my coach
I'm not really understanding you right now.
I'm also very French. My coach thought I was gonna puke. And I said, no, I'm not gonna puke. And so he said, here you go, Barney, here's the dressing room key. Go to the bathroom and see what happens. And I said, okay, but you're wasting your time. We're not gonna win if I'm in the dressing room. It's a pretty hard way to win. So I went to the dressing room and I unlocked it and I laid down. And here I am.
And as he finished that story, Barney passed out, and the nurse was frantically trying to figure out what happened.
And then,
Adrian! I mean, Barney! Hold on, I'm going to leave a second so we can cut it out. Barney, what are you doing? Oh, no, he's passed out. We're going to need to... Oh, his blood pressure's gone way down. Doctor, I need your help. Doctor, can you help me?
Yeah. Yes, of course. What do you need?
His blood pressure's really low.
Good Lord, it is low.
It appears... I don't know.
Such a young boy, should be in very good shape. He looks like a hockey player.
It seems like his heart rhythm is actually slowing down
a little bit. All right, let's get him on the table right away. Let's cut off those pads.
Yeah.
Let's get everything going here. Nurse, get the snimmers out and prep the room.
Got it. Prep
the hospital room.
I have you two playing in the background and low ambient lighting. Is that good for you, doctor? You said prep the room. I just wanted to make sure that the room was...
Yes, the lighting is perfect. I appreciate the mood lighting. Now I need a scalpel because oh my god, his right quarter of his abdomen is very tender. I think there's something going on there.
I don't think it's his appendix.
No. His appendix hasn't flared up yet. I don't quite understand the appendix. Let's check the left side.
There!
Oh my, that is something. I don't like the looks of this at all. You know what it might be? I believe the technical term is an abdominal organ involved in the production and removal of blood cells in most vertebrates and forming part of the immune system. But I forget the exact name, Nurse Doris.
I know what a spleen is.
Oh, a spleen! Very good, very good. I'm going to write that to your supervisor. Spleen. Yes. I knew that, too. Don't think
What's
I didn't.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it seems to have gotten bigger, or perhaps... Oh, God, I hope it didn't burst. This boy's too young for a spleen to burst.
Well, that would make... He has been losing lots of blood pressure, so
Lots of blood pressure. Okay, that could make sense. What else has happened while I was away on my coffee break?
He passed out a few times.
Okay, that also tracks. Yeah,
and
that's par for the course.
And he urinated himself.
Oh, boy, that has nothing to do with the spleen, but that is just embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. He's a young boy, and I think he's rather dashing. What should we do, doctor?
Well, we need to get that spleen out.
No.
But we need to first stabilize everything and... Make sure his parents know exactly... Where are his parents?
I'll get 20 cc's of blood and tell his parents.
Perfect. I need his blood type, OB negative.
I got it, doctor.
Oh, my God, that was fast. You are efficient. Another bonus point to you.
Wow, I really like that knowing and doing my job at a base minimum is going to get me a high marks to my supervisor, which actually is you, doctor.
Well, we can debrief later. But for now, I got to save this boy's spleen, damn it. OB negative.
Let's get some blood into
him. All right. Get in the needle, and there we go. Okay.
Just do a nice needle.
Beep, bloop, beep, beep. Okay, it seems to be slowing down. Beep. All right, he's more stable now. Beep, beep.
Everything's looking okay.
All right.
All right, I think he's coming to consciousness.
Oh, hello, young Barney. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. Hello, doctor.
How you feeling? You just kind of passed out for a couple hours.
Well, yeah, I wanted a nap. I was tired. That ambulance ride just wiped me out, man. And I was playing hockey. Did the nurse tell you I was playing hockey? I'm tired.
You were dreaming a little bit. You were actually singing a song in your sleep.
What? No.
Yeah, you were singing this song.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision,
that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
Yes, that very song, my young man. You were singing that song as loud as you
probably
could.
Probably like verbatim and exactly the right tone, too.
It sounded like you had a full band in here with you the whole time.
Well, I mean, it's throat singing. They teach me that where I'm from, the town I'm from.
Yeah, St. Pierre, they do a lot
that
of
one.
That helps with a lot of the different types of singing that you're going to do. So listen, young man, we're going to need to send you to Winnipeg.
That claptrap of a town.
For further tests and...
Tests? You don't even know what's wrong with me?
Well, we know that you're losing blood rapidly.
Okay.
And we don't know why, so we're going to keep you hooked up to some blood.
Okay. Ooh,
and
nice
we're gonna get you in an ambulance, and we're going to get you as quick as we can. You're literally going to go from the ambulance into the MRI room, and they're going to the CAT scan room, into the big tube room. I forget. Steinbeck, we don't have these things, so I forget these things all the time.
Right.
And you're going to get scanned immediately.
Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep.
All right, yeah, so you're just going to need to lay back here. All right, my name is Glenn, and we're just going to do the test, and we're just going to turn on the machine.
Glenn, my stomach really hurts. Can you hurry it up? This is really dark in here. This is really dark. This is weird. I feel like I'm in Terminator 2.
Just flip over on your side here.
Oh, easier said than done, Glenn. What kind of a name is Glenn for a doctor anyways?
Can you flip over the other way?
Yeah. Oh, God, Glenn, you're really... Oh, man. Not making this easy for me, Glenn boy.
And can you just do a quick spin like you were squirrel burrowing into a hole?
Oh, that's my Halloween costume. Fantastic. That'll be easy for me. All right. Now. The sound effects weren't needed, but I wanted to do it anyways because I'm a squirrel.
Great. Okay, got it. Got the shots. Oh, I'm just going to bring these to the doctor here. You can go ahead and wait back in your room. Hi, Mr. McMorris. Shrink. Hi. I mean, Mr. Morin. Let me just open this curtain here. Shrink. To your room. Oh, is this your mother with you?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
All right, well, I have some good news and I have some bad news.
What do you think, Mom? Give me the good news. I'll take the good news.
All right, we'll start with the good news. Good news is you're not dead.
Oh, well, hear that, Mom? I'm not dead.
Bad
so you
news
still
is,
have to pay me for my hockey. Bad news?
You've ruptured your spleen in several places.
All right, Doc, give it to me straight. How long do I got?
You have a full life to live in front of you.
Oh,
And
fantastic.
We're going to give you a full life by keeping your spleen in, but you'll be restricted to no physical activity for 10 months.
But Doc, now you're from Winnipeg. I'm from St. Pierre. I'm a phenom. All
right. Right. Hey, the rumor mills have come out here. We know you're a big star. We know you're a huge hockey guy.
I hear the Jets are coming back in about 10 or so years. They'll probably want to hit me up.
Yeah, if that at all is a possibility, like, I would not put my money on the Jets coming back.
Oh.
That would be stupid. I'm a man. I'm a gambling man, and I'm very well knowledgeable.
I like that my doctor's a gambling man and forthright with it. Yeah. I like that in a man. I like you, Glenn.
I gamble on my phone.
I hope you don't gamble on your patients, though.
No. Those
very
are
good.
Well,
okay. That's a weird stop pause there. That's weird for me.
Sure. I think you'll be alive for a while, though.
Excellent.
At least that's what I have marked down.
Okay, so now what? Now what do I do? I need to get this spleen fixed. Are you going to cut me open? Are you going to put a Band-Aid on it?
You're going to rest in the hospital for the next month.
Month?
In the children's ward. And
you're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know you're 17 and you feel like you're older, but you're still considered a child.
Mom, I don't want to be in this ward. I don't even know these people. It doesn't matter, Barney. Just do what the doctor says and you'll be okay. You'll be hunky-dory. Oh, I hate when you use hunky-dory.
Hi, Barney. I'm just bringing in another patient here. You're going to be having a roommate.
Room? I'm not even. Oh, my God.
Mom.
When was this? I wish the spleen would have just blown up instead.
Whoa, this guy has a beard.
Yeah, I have a beard. It's because I'm a man. And you're a child. I shouldn't be in this room with a child.
You seem overly upset for
Is
something
Is there any way I can
done.
Get a 17-year-old girl in here? That might make time go by a little faster.
How about me? I'll watch cartoons all day.
Oh, my God. Cartoons? What kind of cartoons?
I like Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get along just fine. As long as we watch Animaniacs.
And with that, Barney made a healthy recovery in the hospital.
Yeah!
And was able to eventually play hockey, but he'll forever blame his spleen on his stone-cold concrete hands and his inability to deke, even though that was long before the spleen.
Damn this spleen. Otherwise, I'd be in the chel for sure. So was that close? So what happened? You were playing hockey in St. Pierre at 17?
I was 16 or 17, but so I'll give you the real story. So I'm playing hockey and I had a very inflamed stomach. I actually thought I was hungover as well because I was drinking with the coach's son the night before.
Oh, okay.
And then we go to game time and he like makes a joke about like you better not puke on my boots.
Oh, because he knew.
He knew. He knew
you were hungover, right on.
Well, that was like, I mean, like, I actually didn't think I was hungover because I thought I was responsible. But I
you
guess
thought
whatever.
Nobody knew or whatever? Like, you had fooled them?
I thought it was perplexing that I was hungover because I thought it didn't. But anyways, so I get to the game, and first shift on the ice, when I come on, a D is making a rush, and I'm a forward. And so the D is going, he, like, skates pretty much right in front of me. He's going into their zone. I skate, and I stay high. On the blue line, I get the puck. I shoot, and just before I'm even able to hit to actually get a shot off, a guy hits me just enough to nudge me off the puck and take the puck away. But the way he hit me hit my spleen immediately, and because what I didn't know at the time was I had mono, and my spleen was enlarged 8 times its natural size.
Like
so you were on.
Okay, so it was already big.
It was huge.
But you didn't know you had mono.
No, I had
like
no idea.
You had no symptoms.
It had just started. It was like a week in or whatever. So I was kind of sick that week, but
So you were like, oh, it can't be anything serious.
Yeah, I didn't think of any of it as like a cold or whatever.
Right.
So then the spleen explodes while I'm on the ice, but I have no idea. All that I have is a flash of like, what the hell is going on?
Your spleen exploded while you were on the ice.
Yeah.
And you had a brief, like, that gotta be painful.
Oh, man. It was more like, So like it was so painful, it was like shocking. Like you know when you're cold and you go outside and your back kind of tenses up.
Yeah.
And like your whole you lose kind of your whole body tenses up.
Yeah.
It was like that. So I kind of like whoo. But I thought I was going to puke. I thought it was like, oh, I'm off balance. You know when you're puke sensitive or you're nauseated?
Yeah, I know that.
So I was like, all right. So I went and sat down in the coach, and then my coach was like, you're not puking in my boots. You're going to go. He had cowboy boots on. It was his joke for a long time. And then so I went in the dressing room alone, and then I passed out in the dressing room. And I the way I actually got out was that I was able to grab the guy's pants beside, like where my stall was. I was able to grab his pants off of there, and his phone fell out of his pants. I called my sister, who was in the stands. She got my parents.
Because you knew you were in rough shape.
I passed out. Like, I woke up. Like,
oh,
I,
you woke up and
like,
called
like,
them?
Like, I passed out trying to put the key into the door. For the yikes. Dressing room, and then, or I did open the key, so then I get in there, and I'm like, I'm kind of banging on the wall trying to get attention from everyone, but, like, first period was seriously 2 minutes in, not even when I left the ice, so, like, no one's leaving and coming to the dressing room,
right.
Like, no one's around, so then I get in there, and then I pass out, and then I wake up after, like, after calling my sister, and she said, I'll be right there, I wake up again, a second time passing out, to my dad and the arena manager, who's like one of my buddy's dads, and so like I know this guy. And my dad's like, I'm not paying for an ambulance. Look fine, let's go or whatever. Like not knowing, but like wanting to be efficient with getting me to the hospital. It's like,
of course,
because they said they were gonna be a little late. It's like no. So then I get up and then like he's like, come on, help yourself. And like my body was like not dead,
but
like dead
but
weight,
like limp.
So limp. So then stretcher, I pass out again in the hallway as they're trying to walk me to. Or sorry, they bring the stretcher, and as I'm trying to like walk to the stretcher, I pass out. And then onto the stretcher, to Steinbach. In the middle of talking with one of the nurses, pass out again. She's like, he's losing blood really fast, I'm pretty sure. So they pump me. Or they're not really sure, actually. The way it happened in Steinbach, the way our story happened, didn't really happen like that.
Oh, okay.
She was like, oh, I think he's whatever. Well, let's just, whatever. They're like, no more tests. We'll just bring him to the city or whatever. And this is the part that was kind of interesting that I would hope we get to, but it's kind of hard to get. So I'm in line at Health Sciences Center, okay?
Okay, so we're in Winnipeg now.
Yeah, and then the girl is like, okay, so we're going to bring you to this ward or whatever. She's like, too bad he's not underage. The children's line is much shorter for the children's hospital. And they're like, oh, actually, he's 16 or 17 or whatever. Like, oh!
So they're like, oh, yeah.
So I skip the line, and I still wait 20, 30 minutes, and I'm in incredible pain, slowly passing out or whatever. And then when they actually get me, they do the arm MRI, and, like, immediately, like, I remember the guy going, oh, no. So they, like, run me out. They pump
Whoa.
Me up. They pump me up with blood. And, like, I'm, like, passing out kind of, like, and you know, like, in an ER scene where there's, like, six doctors working over top
yeah.
you, and the guy's, like, all, like,
That
back.
Was you?
That was me.
Whoa!
So I was, like, passed out or whatever, and then I wake up, completely blackout, forgot that whole incident. A week later, one of my family friend was over to visit me. She's, like, oh, we're so happy you're still here and with us. I was like, you sound like you're very dramatic about this.
Sound like you're about to die.
I was like, yeah. I'm like, I almost didn't die. She's like, no. You know, after that MRI thing, you were 6 minutes away from losing blood and dying. Like, my body
Whoa.
had that little of a, like, because I had a good cardiovascular system and
right.
all that. Because I was a young, healthy man.
Uh-huh.
My body was still kind of
Other than
keeping
that spleen thing.
yeah. It's, but mono's a kissing disease, so like.
You were kissing. Yeah, kissing my good. Boy's got it. Burn.
So yeah, I found out like a week like later, like I was in the hospital for a month after.
Jeez.
And a week later I found out that I was like 6 minutes away from dying.
You were close.
Yeah. I almost kicked the can.
I almost didn't meet you.
Yeah.
Well, what a terrible program this would be. Awful. I would hate it.
I
probably would have dropped out.
How would In Your Shoes have ever been created?
There you go. I'd have no one's shoes to be in. Cause you'd be dead.
All right, I think that's good for this week.
Nice and light.
There you go. This has been a lot of fun. We're going to be
yeah.
back next week. Adrian's going to be in the hot seat
right.
with the story. We're tweaking as we go along. You know, a few little things we're trying to do off the top on our first episode when you guys listened to that. We did a lot of, we had a lot of
I
rules.
Dragged on. It's my fault.
But we're trying to make the stories so we have points. So we're trying to slap in some songs to make sure that we break it up a little bit.
A little more succinct and doesn't drag on so you can get back to your daily lives.
And or enjoy what you're doing, you know.
You're probably enjoying listening to us. I mean, I know I am.
You definitely love the sound of your own
voice.
Oh
man, I can't get enough. I would only speak into headphones if I could hear myself.
You can hear yourself right now,
and
I think
that's why
I
don't want to shut up.
For our listeners' pleasure, we'll wrap the show up for this time. My name is Barney Mottai.
My name is Adrian McMorris.
And we'll see you next time on
In Your Shoes.